Let's do another experiment. Think of two memories from your past, one that's pleasant and one that's unpleasant. Take a minute to re-experience those memories in whatever way that you naturally do. Notice how you recall those experiences. Are you reliving them? Or are you watching yourself? Or somehow observing the experience? When you relive an experience, it's said to be an associated experience. When you watch yourself, it's called a dissociated experience.
Whichever way you recall those memories naturally, go back and reverse them. So if in the unpleasant one you were dissociated, associate in and notice that you can get all your feelings back.
That one's not much fun.
If you were associated in the memory, step back out of your body and see yourself dissociated.
Notice how the charge goes out of that memory when you do that.
Now, switch how you recall the pleasant memory. If you're dissociated in the pleasant memory, step into it and experience it like it's happening now.
That helps you get back the pleasant feelings.
If you're associated in the pleasant memory, step out for a moment and see what it's like to watch it. And having gone through this experience, how do you want to remember things? Think about people who get depressed. They're often people who dissociate from their positive experiences and associate into the negative ones.
You may know people who are on an emotional roller coaster. They're up one minute and down the next. These are the folks that often associate into almost all of their experiences and for whom dissociation is a rare experience.
Ideally, if you want to enjoy life, you'll associate into your positive memories and dissociate from your negative ones. You won't lose any information, so you can still learn from your mistakes.
To teach your brain this process, take a little time and picture several of your unpleasant memories, dissociated.